We are learning Mesach Suvas Daf Samach Zayin Omid Beis. We are beginning three lines from the bottom of Samach Zayin Omid Beis. Tana Bonon. Yosoim v'yosoima Shabau l'sparnes. Yosoim v'yosoima that are coming to get panosam. A farnes is a yosoima from farnes and yosoim. We're talking about they're coming to get mezoinos from tzedakah. Who do you take care of first? You first take care of the yosoima. You take care of the girl before the boy. A man can go collecting door to door. It's not so embarrassing. But it's not the derech of an ish to go collecting. And therefore, it's much more embarrassing. You give them stock first. You only have enough money for one. Give it to the isha. Give it to the girl. They're coming to get married. Same thing. First, you marry off the yosoima. Then you marry off the yosam beishah boishah isha merubah shal ish. There's a bigger boishah for the isha than the ish. Tana rabbanon, yosam shabal lisa, if the yosam is coming to get married, you want to set him up that he should be royu to get a shidduch. What do you do? Sarech lebayis, first rent him a house, he has a house to live in, matzil lemita, you give him a bed, b'chol klita shmisha, v'achem asin lo isha. And you give him klita shmisha, and afterwards you marry him off a wife. Shenema deimach sarah shiach saloi, deimach sarah zahabayis. Ashiach saloi, this is a pasuk in the Torah talking about tzedakah, it says, read the whole pasuk, kebasarech tiftach as yaducha loi, v'havit havitenu deimach sarah shiach saloi. So deimach sarah refers to the bayis. You gotta give him a house. Ashiach saloi zah mita v'shulchan. Loi zu isha. Loi, I know loi is isha. V'chein roima, esa loi eza kenegdoi. Loshon esa loi eza kenegdoi. So you see, loi refers to the isha, and that's what it means, that you first set up the house, then you give him the isha. Loi refers to a zu ishta. Tana rabbanon, deimach soi, right? Ata metzuvah olav lefarnasoi. V'yata metzuvah olav leoishrei. It says, fill up what he lost. You know, that's a, complete his loss. Make his loss complete. So you don't have to make him into a rich guy. You just got to give him what he deserves. If he's someone who's used to having a chauffeur, having a sus to ride on, and an eved in front of him to take care, then you got to give it to them also. It's a mitzvah to give it to them also, to put him back to his status. Omar Allah, it's mavoya in the svarim, that at least the Hayantik of Paiskim, they say, it doesn't mean that forever he has to have the sos lirikar of love, evelar tzifonov. But right now, right when he falls down, you have to put him back to his status. Then, you slowly wean him off his luxuries. But right when he falls down, he can't handle to be living like a poor man from 1 minute to the next. So you first give him his day machsayre, and then, slowly, tzedakah is not going to pay for his chauffeur the rest of his life, you slow him down. Omar Allah al hula azakin. Stop avoiding this Gemara. I'm just speaking out what the Pesachim say. This Gemara would sound like you do it forever. Omar lo v'al hil azakin, sh'lokach lo oni ben toivim. Oni ben toivim means someone lost their money, but he's from a family of rich people. He was used to this. So he got, sh'lokach, he bought echad for one of his people, for oni ben toivim echad, sister k'olav, ever l'arot z'fanav. But pa'am achaz, I'm not saying ever l'arot z'fanav. One day, the ever didn't show up to work. And Hillel himself, v'ros in front of shosh milim. He himself ran 3 milim in front of it. Part of the mitzvah tzedakah, he himself ran in front. And the first of all, very busy, l'chaira, y'nal y'maychal, and y'kavod, l'chaira, it's not his kavod, it's a Torah's kavod. It's not kavod at Torah to run in front of him. Ayin, the mefarshim, and your local raid bites, what they say about this. Tanu rabbonam, l'utar b'raisa v'aytem. Maisa ba'anche Golil Elyon. There was a Maisa Anche Gol in the people from the Gol Elyon, the upper Galili, Shalachul Oni Ben Tovim Echam Mitzipar Litra Basar B'chol Yoim. They bought him every day. They get him for supper a Litra Basar. Litra is a weight. A Litra Basar B'chol Yoim. Litra Basar Marabusa. What's the Chiddush? That's like a normal meal. What's the Chiddush? Or Ravuna Litra Basar B'chol Eifes. It wasn't Stam Basar. It was quail. It was duck. It was Eifes. They're more expensive. And like Rashi says, shedemeyem yikarim v'hu hayem unik. It was something better cut. The bayisema, but litra basa mamish, which means like this: litra is a weight, right? So a weight of that. Let's say it's a pound. Oh, let's say it's not a pound. Let's say it's 5 ounces. So 5 ounces of meat is just gefarlich. It's not a big deal. But this was 5 ounces of coins of money that bought basar. That's a lot of money already. That's what I mean. That's the second shot. Belitra basar, which means that the basar was expensive. They had to buy basar belitra mayas. Litra mayas. That's shot number two. Shot number three is Rav Ashi Yom HaHosom Kfar Katan Hoya. It was a small little darful. That the shech, a small little city. And that city, when they shechted a cow, they didn't have that many people eating meat. And because this guy, we wanted to feed him meat, because he was used to meat, we shechted a whole cow for his one piece of meat. That is a huge expense. And therefore, that was a chiddush of litter basa. Not that the food itself was so much, but they did it for him. See how much he had to take care of ani. We'll see even more as we go further. There's a yid comes to Rav Nechemya knocking his door. He says, "I need food." He says, "What are you used to eating?" Amalei, but basa shomim v'yayin yashin. I have good aged meat and wine, old wine. That's what I eat. So Rechem tells him, "Hey, Zechayin, Ritzarechas Zekal Imi Radoshim. You come eat with me. I have lentil soup. That's what I have. Lentils. Gilgalimi. So to do that, that's all I have. I'm not giving you any basa shomein and yayin here. So what happened? Gilgalimi Radoshim. Hitaka. They ate together. Umeis. He died. Amar Rechem said, "Oyloy lezeh. Woe unto this person. Shahar goin Rechemy. Rechemy killed him and didn't give him the good food." Right, the Gemara, the wording is not so good. Adrava, Oyloy Rechemy Shahar go lezeh Baile. If the Rechemy killed someone. Rechemya held was this guy's own fault. Don't make yourself such a big mafunik that if you can land him eating some lentils, you're going to die. That means you have to. If someone is busy eating meat every night, it's not the best thing because you get used to it, and then it's not good to be a mafunik. So the Gemara writes, "Who does come to the Rava?" Listen to the next story; it's great. Who does come to the Rava? What do you eat? Amaloi, patarna girls patuma, stuffed capons, v'yayin yashon. And old wine. Omalei, you're not worried that you put the tzedakah organization broke. They're going to become broke. Omalei, I'm eating from you. Hashem is feeding me. Hashem can do it. The Tanina, it's lashon yachid, every person has their own panasa. And my panasa also. This is what I have. This is what I need. And that's my betachet. It's not coming from you, it's coming from the Eibishter. You don't want to give it to me, you don't want to get it a different way. What happened? Also, knocking on the door. Rava's sister, she hasn't seen Rava for 13 years. All of a sudden, she shows up out of the blue. And she brought a present about that. For 30 years, it would be a nice present. Tana goylis per tumma v'yayin yashon. Omar, Rabbi says, "My the kama, what's going on here? Look what's happening. Hashem showing me something." Omar, Lord, and neis l'cha kumachol. He turned to the guy and said, "You're right. I spoke against you wrongly. Here, come eat. This is for you." So you see over here, you have to have the right petachin. Ein echar lech esaberu. If you have the right petachin, then you could be zeichet to this. Tana rabbanon. Ain loy ve'ina rates l'sparnas. Says you have a guy, he doesn't have money, but he's too proud, he doesn't want to take any tzedakah. So what do you do? Nois loyal shum ava, you offer him ava, and then once he takes the ava, v'chariz ves loyal shum matana, you don't collect it from him, you give it to him matana. That's Rav Meir Shita. V'cham v'imrim, no. We're going to have to explain this because we're not going to stand the right way v'cham v'imrim. It says, nois loyal shum matana, you first give it to matana, v'chariz ves loyal shum ava. Freit the Gemara, what do you mean? L'shum matana. What does it mean? He gave it to a ton, then he turned it to Ava. It makes no sense. Amar Rav, this you do. What you do is like this, Rav says. You open, Pshat Nechom, he holds the opposite. You first try to give him a ton. He doesn't want a Ava. He doesn't want the responsibility of Ava. So you first try a ton. He says no, then you give him a Ava. That's the way you do it. So what about if you have a guy, and yes, this happens unfortunately. Yes, he has money. He says, "I don't want to use my money. I want money from you. I want tzedakah." So what do? You give him a present, and then you go back and collect from him. He's not going to take anymore if you collect from him. He wants a matana. He doesn't want to use his own money. Or a papa la chamisa. So you have his guy. He's doing a hunger strike. He ain't eating from his own food. He wants tzedakah. So he says, "What? We give him tzedakah, and we may keep a cheshbon. After he dies, we collect from him." Rav Shimon Aimer. Well, after he dies, you collect from him. You keep a cheshbon. Yeah.
If you're offering them a ton, how can you come and collect them?
This is not the same thing. This is not the same. This is a guy who has money. It's a sparring. So how you let to fool him? So how you let to fool him?
Yeah.
Because if someone does something wrong, you let to fool him. If someone does something incorrect, he doesn't deserve stuck on money, you let to fool him. That's the way it works. In novel to Tavel, the Gemara says, whatever. The Gemara says, I've got the loss on it. It says, with a guy who fools people, you fool him. From Shimon Aimer, Yesh loy ve'ein rates asparnas. This is how we pass him out like Rav Shimon. So whatever we said is not a halacha. Rav Shimon Aimer, yesh loy, if he has money rates asparnas, you know what we do? Ein is kakul loy, let him die. Too bad. You have money, use it yourself. Ein loy ve'ein rates asparnas. If he doesn't have, he doesn't want to take tzedakah. If he doesn't have money, Aimer loy havei mashkin v'toil. They say we need a collateral. And this way he feels he's taking a ava, even though you don't take a collateral from him. He falls in, he thinks that he's taking a ava, and then he's given money, and then he forgets about it, and that's the way you do it. So the Gemara is saying in both ends of the spectrum, how to give tzedakah the proper way, and also if someone doesn't need tzedakah, that you don't really deal with him. Tanarabon, and the pasuk says, we've read it before, says v'have tavitenu, which is a double lashon. Pasuk's word have it means that you take a mask and give him a hava, but here we'll dash like this. Have it doesn't mean the help out. No, it means pasuk's means a lashon of mashkin. So have it zesha ain't loy but ain't rights to his parents. This person doesn't have money. He doesn't want to take any money. Shenoyis lashon hava. You give him shem hava. That's lashon have it. Lashon hava. V'chayis v'esam shem tano. Then you give it to my tano. Tavitenu is zesh yesh loy v'ein reitz l'sparnis. He has money. He doesn't want to besparnis his own money. Shenoyis lashem atana v'chayis in front of menu lachamisa. Did Rabbi Yehuda. So there's two type of avos. One's an avos that you give it to him for avos. They give it to matana. The other one is you give him matana, and it turns out being really avos, you collect back from him. That's lashon havei tavitenu, double lashon. Did Rabbi Yehuda. Those are two type of avos. That's double lashon. V'chamayrim yesh loy. If he has money and he doesn't want to use it, you don't talk to him. You don't take care of him. What's the double lashon? It's very normal of the Gemara sometimes to use a double lashon. The pasuk use lashon like lishlam ne'adam havi tavitenu. Ma'ukva have an anyev shavusa. Ma'ukva, there was a oni in his neighborhood, and Ma'ukva used to take care of that oni. The avaragel kol yoyme the shadale arba zuzi b'tzinur yadasha. Every day Ma'ukva went when no one saw, and stuck four zuz into his door, into the bolt by his door. He put it into his doorway. Yom Echad, one day the Oni said, Yom Echad Omar, Ezel Echsi Manka Ovid Be'ahutavusa. Let me see who is doing this special thing, giving money every day. Ahu Yom, that day, punk, Nogale Lema Ukva Lebe Madrasha. He got Pachapt in a sugya, and the time he got home, it was already the evening. So he didn't want to walk himself to the Ani. So Asya de Visuba Adai, he brought his wife with him to go deliver the tzedakah. Kivin de Kachazu, the Kamatz Le'edosha, when the Ani saw him pushing the door, because he has to push his door to get the money in there. So nothing was wrong. The Ani came running outside to see who this is. So Ma'ukva and his wife went running. Rot Mekame. So they saw the nearest oven, Ailhu Da'atuna, they found this oven, to have a grufa Nura. The Aish was already taken out, but it was still boiling hot. And Ma'ukva went inside. Have Kamaklin Kareid Ma'ukva. His feet started burning. Amar de Vesu, his wife said, Shekol Karech Asiva Kari. Take your feet and put it onto my own feet. Cholosh Daite. His mom felt bad. Said, look, my feet are burning. Why is he not burning? What's Pshat? Because she's a bigger, high Madrega. Amar Le, I'll tell you Pshat. By me, the Neem come to my house. And I give them ready-made food. You give money. Money is a Gval de Gazach, but it doesn't take the place of food. Because money, you have to go buy the food, make the food. Cook the food. So there, the hana is not as good. Here, she feeds directly to her niyam. She has the biggest chus, and therefore, she was not burnt. What are they doing running into the oven? It's better for a person to stick himself into a kifshan aish, into a fiery furnace, while yabne chaver barabim. And should embarrass someone of Rabbim. Now, Lama Talmud, the Chsiv, it says, he mutzas, she was ready to get let herself be burnt, even though she could have said it came from Yehuda. She didn't say it, she just sent the collateral, the stick, and the chaysim, she sent, and that was it. So whoever this belongs to, that's who it is. Lamiach HaSemes V'Apsil V'Hamata Eila. So she's ready to be burnt. And here it's been a bigger chiddush. Here, they weren't really embarrassing him. Just, he would have been embarrassed. Still, it was better that they should jump into the oven. Another story about Ma'ukva, it was big about Tzedakah. Ma'ukva have an Yev Shavusa that were regular Shdurli Abmei Yezuzi Kamal Yemek Puri. Every Erev Yom Kippur, he delivered 400 Zuz to this person's house. And that was a whole year's salary. Yoy Mechash, Yudin Alebi Abrei. One year, he sent with his son. Also, Amalei Leitzarach. Someone comes back and says, you know, by the way, that only he's sending, he doesn't need it. Amalei Chazes, how do you know? He said, Chazoy, the Kamazafi Le'yan Yashin. I saw him pouring Yan Yashin. He used to have him called Ziluf. He used to pour the wine on the floor to make it smell good. This guy is taking his Baron Herzog 2014 and then pouring it all over the floor. You know, like what's going on here? The guy must be a stickle, you know, stickle gvirish. Sir Mukva always, you know, he's always looking at the good. Mefani kuli hai, oh, he needs so much. I finu him a double the salary. Bisharina Lehi, double the amount they gave it, sent it to him. That's called a big baal tzedakah. when he was about to be nifta, bring me my tzedakah ledgers. Which is a huge amount, 7,000 dinri sinki, a special type of dinner that was a very chosh of a dinner. Omar, but he said, still, even with so much money, he said, I don't have enough essentials for my trip. I don't have enough food for my trip, enough provisions for my trip. He went and gave away half his money, half his trust fund he gave away. So pray tomorrow, Kasha, I can do that. I have Omar Abeloi, but Usha, Skinavaz, I have a Chaimish, can't give one a Chaimish. So the Gemara, Hanimili Mechayim, Shavi Yom Nechos, only he's alive, because then he maybe have to go on Tzedakah. Avala Acha Misa Leslamba, after he passes away, then Bashas Misa, give away his money because he doesn't need it anymore in the grave, and he give away more than a Chaimish.